This episode is brought to you by Simpler Wine's White Wine Spritzer. Spritzer, I hardly know.
Crimpy, crimpy, crimpy. 0-3.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Well, how do you feel about it?
Well, after some internal meetings within the organization, the WC Crimpy Tigers thought it would be best to move on with J.C. Hunt and have hired new head coach, Don Crimpy. So I think they're excited for week four with this new head coach, see what he can put together, see what kind of schemes he can run.
What's Don Crimpy bring healthy to the table? What's the difference between him and J.C. Hunt?
I mean, where do I begin? They're two completely differently minded coaches. J.C. was a little bit sporadic, while Crimpy, Don Crimpy is, he's got a system. He knows what he wants.
All right. Are you saying he's more organized than J.C. Hunt?
No.
No, he's less?
Well, maybe more organized. Not as talented, but more organized.
Is that what you're going for now this season?
Well, we hired him. We'll see what he can do for
the turnaround. It's a rebuild year already?
Potentially.
Year two, post-championship is already a rebuild year for Crimpy.
Potentially.
After he gave us a lot of talk about going back-to-back.
We're going to see what happens. We're going to see what happens where Don Crimpy takes us. So.
All right.
Enough about...
I'll believe it when I see it.
Enough about my team.
Let's get into week one. Let's talk about these games. It's not week one. It's week three. Yeah, and one of the higher scoring games...
We start off with Knoxville's Cock and Balls versus Commissioner, I hardly know her, Commissioner 128.62.
Thank you, Devontae Smith.
Cock and Balls laying up a little limp at 121.
Devontae Smith sucked the Cowboys' cock and balls and finished with a fat 4 points.
Yeah, that was it came down to the Monday night matchup, and Devontae Smith, and along with the rest of the Eagles, sucked ass.
I mean, we came out motivated. Jeff sent me some side messages that were explicit that I will not repeat on this show.
We can't.
I knew I had to bring it.
That's the kind of coach Jeff is. I mean,
he is.
He's a fighter.
He had a fiery team. I mean, they put up like the third most points
yeah,
this week.
Yeah, he's had a strong one and two. L. Yeah. He did.
Unfortunate for him. Next game we've got. Interesting. It was a battle of 0-2 teams going into it, so we got our first defeated team to win their game. Corb Fucker putting up a 55 burger.
That is the
against the Fort
that,
Worth.
That goes as our bust of the week.
The Chubbs. John's changing the name. Maybe the key is for him to change his name every week. It didn't work as the Fort Worth Wieners for 2 weeks.
Mm-mm.
He went to the Chubbs. He won. Now he's on the Chubbs.
Now he's on the Chubbs. We'll
he does
see
have
what
Chubbs. Chubb now.
Yes. McCaffrey out, Chubb in. We'll get to that.
He put up a nice
later game.
He had 107. James Robinson and DK Metcalf, two of the players I traded him, were his two leading scorers.
Yeah, how do you feel about that?
Well, I did the math, and I think if I had my original team, I would have had like 180 points this week. Because I had Tyler Conklin at tight end, and I had Chase Claypool at flex.
He had a good game.
So maybe I made some mistakes. I don't know. We'll see.
Everybody makes mistakes.
We're still putting up a bunch of points.
Yeah, you got the dub.
I'm trying my hardest to screw up this team.
But
I can't do it because we're that good. All right.
Potential locker room is there with the coach. Potential firing. Four firings.
If we started out 0-3, I would consider it.
We had no other choice.
Next game up. 3 a.m. to Vinkies versus Jupapi Munyano, our first battle of the undefeateds. Davis took that one. That was a big game, 116 to 131. Came down to the last game, and Jalen Hurts looked like he wasn't going to be able to perform there for a bit, but got it together and I think put up like 20 points for Davis.
Yeah, he did. He got it together at the end, got some garbage time, good fantasy football.
Davis, the highest score of the week.
Yeah.
Sue, the fourth highest score
lowest
of the week.
Lowest
the two games,
lowest high score of the season so far.
Oh, wait,
far.
Baby had 120.
But that's the lowest high score of the season at this point.
Yeah.
So, take note of that.
The two highest scores this week played the third and fifth high scoring teams, which is unfortunate for them. But Davis was able to pull it out.
It was a powerhouse kind of week. I mean, undefeated. The only undefeated teams played each other until that point, you know.
And it's I think the only defeated teams played each other. Mm-hmm. But Davis is one of the only two remaining undefeated teams now.
Yes.
Projected last place.
Hats off to hat maker and Mike Williams.
Mike Williams. What a beast. Mike Williams is going to take him to the promised land.
Yeah.
He put up 30 points.
Yeah. Did he?
Yeah.
Oh.
Kareem, a nice 24. Next game up is the next battle of the undefeateds.
Team Starkville Hunt took on Baby Bed Disappointment, and Baby Bed did not disappoint with a strong 120 points.
He did not. Led by Matthew Stafford. Team Starkville Hunt did.
I was watching the game with Baby, actually. He said, I'm going to trade Jamar Chase. And what did Jamar Chase do? Made himself invaluable to Baby's team, almost.
Yeah.
Matthew Hunt laying up a little short. I said he was going to have to boom to beat Baby, and I was correct, but he did not boom.
Joining his big brother below the 100-point
milestone. To the under 100 club.
When do you think you'll get there? You think this is the week?
We'll see what Don Crimpy can do.
All right. What next game we've got? Ooh. We've got a team that has changed its name again. Has a new quarterback at the helm. But last week had Kyler Murray at the helm. Kyler's prop bet. Taking the L to division rival Hud the Stud.
Hud came down to Zeke. It came down to Zeke.
It came down to Zeke, and Zeke finally did it.
Yeah,
and
he did.
He put the dagger in Andy earlier. We were with him. And he had a Zeke jersey on, which was even... Had to hurt even worse.
Mixed emotions from Brock on that Monday night.
He was a big Tony Pollard guy going into that night.
He and I both were cheering hard for Tony Pollard.
You can't wear the jersey and cheer against them. It's bad karma.
Would you say Zeke should almost credit Andy for his performance that night?
Definitely.
So shout out to Brock.
Yeah. Hud put up 113. He finally got a win. He hadn't won yet. But he was putting up a bunch of points. He's one of the higher scoring teams in the league.
I think this is his lowest score to date.
I think he had like 107 or something.
Okay. Well, he's been on the upper echelons.
Yeah.
That
was good for me, for my division. We'll get into divisions later.
Nice for Hud to grab a much needed victory. Hopefully he's not in too much of a panic mode and he moves on from here.
Next game up, we had Marvin's Monsters play the Dallas Deep Throats, who gave Marvin a deep throat this week. Marvin put up 85. Connor's been joining you quite a bit down there, too. I think he only had the first week over it.
I don't know what you're talking about, me joining me down there. If you score below 100, you're down there. You're not with anybody else, you're just down there. You're alone. You're alone. Even if somebody else scores under 100, you're still alone. It's a bad place to be.
We'll get to your score later. And maybe it'll seem a little different. But Dallas, Dan's
led by Tampa Bay stellar Tom Brady.
Even though, I mean, this is scary to see for everyone.
It is.
That Dan put up 110 points in the
Tampa Bay.
And it was a pretty bad. I mean, they put up some garbage time, I guess.
Shout out to Kamara for really being the. Showing up this week carrying, he kind of picked up the slack that the Bucks left on the field. I mean, he's still getting all those yards from all those players.
Yeah.
But Kamara definitely.
Kamara had 19. Tom still had 30 points. He threw for 400 yards. Yeah.
He's on pace to throw for 6,000 yards this season.
Yeah. Saber metrics. This next game was our closest game of the week.
Yeah, this was a great
battle
game. It came down to Monday night. Heavily influenced by Monday night.
We watched part of this game.
Yeah, we watched the game unfold.
Teams, bye week, Bennett.
Mr. Bennett Neese.
Losing to his roommate, Super Stinkers, Stinky, by .7
points. A mere .7 points.
That's got to burn.
That could be the closest margin of victory in league history, I believe.
Yeah.
Off the top of my head. I can't think of anything. It was that close.
I mean, we were watching it with Bennett.
I mean,
he was in the same predicament as Andy, but he had a Cowboys player, but he was playing against two Cowboys players, as well as cheering for his team, the Cowboys.
While also playing against one Cowboy. Yeah, no,
he was
playing
against two, and he had one. No, he had one.
Did he not start?
He had Amari.
Oh yeah,
and
yeah,
he was playing Tony, and yeah, he was playing Tony and CD.
So
yeah, I mean,
every play, like, it would shift.
Yeah,
but Amari didn't really
show
up.
Those are the
too
toughest
well.
Games to watch, especially if it comes down to a Monday night. I mean
we
had
for 2
yards.
We were
watching that game, sitting there with Andy, me, Bennett, and Davis all having games coming down to that game that we were watching that game with. And
I mean, literally came down to them deciding to throw
Jeff's,
a screen to
Jeff's,
CeeDee Lamb.
Jeff's little
of
bitch ass didn't show up, and neither did Devontae Smith.
Yeah. Some more heat being thrown by commissioner.
All right.
But yeah, that was an excellent matchup.
Our last game of the week features
low score.
Very yeah. own, well, fired head coach J.C. Hunt. Putting up 61 against Mark, who put up 126. He more than doubled your score.
Yeah, it happens. That's why we fired him.
Your kicker was your second highest scoring player.
That happens. I'm not. That happens. Everybody has. I mean, 14 points. That's shit.
I mean, 14 points on second. Most of these. They're not in the top three.
Yeah, but I also played against Justin Tucker in
well,
both
you
my
scored
leagues.
61 points.
Just if you take away Tannehill, I bet you Justin Tucker's his best. His next best player.
Look well, Justin Tucker hit a 66-yard field goal. What did your kicker
Justin
do?
Play for the Bills.
Yeah. We got to play with my quarterback who was scoring touchdowns left and right.
Bob was definitely hard on Sunday.
I was watching Josh Allen. Like, every time I looked up, he was scoring a touchdown. It was great. All right. We'll move on to recent activity!
Let's get into it.
Trades have been going crazy.
Uh-huh.
And I need to give Bennett Niece a shout out. I removed the forum from the website. I didn't know if anyone was posting in there. But Bennett was. And I have this notification to a link that cannot be found. But Bennett wrote a blog September 12th.
Published September 12th,
titled Weekend Review. League trade data points to an overheated market.
Yeah, so our league analyst, Bennett Niece,
yeah, he predicted this.
Did his research. He predicted the trade madness.
Heated trade market we have here. There's been trade madness. So we'll start last Thursday with the trade that I made with Dan. And I, well, actually, this was a trade that I had to work out with Bennett, which was the first trade. I had picked up Graham Gano off the waivers and traded him to Ryan Succop so then I could trade Dan. Because that was the missing piece that he needed, was another Bucks player. I traded him Ryan Succop, Terrace Marshall, Dyeme Brown for Jalen Reagor and Ramondre Stevenson. I'm banking on Jalen Reagor to be maybe a flex. He hasn't really shown that yet, but he's in his second year. Maybe it won't work out. We'll see. All right.
Next,
We had some of your little panic trades to get a receiver before that.
Yeah, I woke up. I'm not gonna lie. I woke up Sunday morning.
First trade you made couldn't even do.
Yeah, I woke up Sunday morning. I was like, I gotta have a receiver to start. I was like, I'm not starting Brandon Ayuk, which I should have just done all along. But that would have been the best possible outcome for me.
But you didn't.
But I woke up. And I was like, I gotta fucking do something.
And you traded.
And I traded Chuba Hubbard to John for Sterling Shepard because Sterling Shepard came off like a. I don't even know. High reception week, I was like.
Yeah.
Or high target week, at least. I was like, you know what? Targets are targets. Next thing I know, Sterling Shepard trade will not go through until I was like, oh, no. So, luckily, John's in the car with Stinky. I'm on the phone with Stink. Stink says, all right, I'll give you Marquise Brown for Tony Pollard. And we shook on it through the phone like men. And I got my receivers. They got their running backs. And I should have started Brandon Ayuk all along.
Well.
So that happened Sunday morning.
That leads us into the next trade.
What?
I guess.
I already talked about Tony Pollard.
The trade finally went through on Tuesday.
Yeah, the trade. No other trades happened on Sunday. That trade was finalized on Tuesday because of our roster.
This was another big trade.
But Tuesday night, large trade.
DK Metcalf, James Robinson, Dallas Goedert, sent. To Corbfucker for Jonathan Taylor, Hunter Henry, and Julio Jones. Those are two of the players I traded John. He already got rid of them. He didn't like what he saw. They both had big weeks, too.
Yeah.
I mean, Jonathan Taylor hasn't been performing as great as some
Naheem Hines had a big week this week. Got all the touchdowns and whatnot. Got more touches than usual.
That's not to say he won't.
Classic handicap.
And I think his ceiling could probably be higher than James Robinson's. He's on a better team. Oh, yeah,
for sure. He's just a
better running back. DK's big. Julio could be big. I love my man Julio, but he looks like he might be injured this week.
More like hurt.
Hunter Henry and Dallas Goedert. I like Dallas Goedert. I was trying to trade with John for Dallas Goedert. Next trade we have. I traded.
Yeah,
this one's raining stuck by everyone. Yeah,
this one. I was expecting. I saw the trade right when it happened.
Congratulations.
I saw the trade right when it happened, but nobody said anything in the group. I was just waiting for somebody to pop up later Tuesday night. Reigning MVP Gauze trades away Tyreek Hill and Myles Gaskin for Keenan Allen and Mike Davis. Big names being thrown around there.
I mean, I like that I got Tyreek.
Not a lot of buzz around it, surprisingly.
I like that I got Tyreek. Mark had...
I'm sure you do like that you have Tyreek.
Well, yeah, obviously. But Mark has Cooper Kupp, who's the number one receiver right now. And has been incredible.
No signs of really slowing down either.
So he's got
doesn't
some
seem
room.
To be too much of a fluke. With,
you know, Tyreek had a 4 and a 7-point week the past 2 weeks. Keenan Allen will get you 15 points every week, like guaranteed.
Yeah,
Mark traded for some consistency.
And
I got the cheetah.
You got Tyreek Hill.
So we'll see how that works out. We had some more trades here.
Yeah,
another big trade.
Big trade from Fort Worth Wieners. This trade marks a milestone for
causation.
Chubbs, right?
Causation for Andy to change his name again.
Mm-hmm. And John.
And
this,
John.
This, yeah, this calls a double name.
Yeah, that's a big trade. You know it's a big trade
named
when you have a double
players.
Name change.
Yeah, that's a big trade. Trade of the week, honestly.
Andy dropped, this is notable, Andy dropped Jared Goff. Goff's Girls is no longer a potential name for Andy.
Mm-mm.
For the foreseeable future. Dropped Jared Goff. Traded Nick Chubb, Calvin Ridley, Kyler Murray for Dak Prescott, Christian McCaffrey, Julio Jones, and Chuba Hubbard. Now, hopefully that
number
trade
one
doesn't work
pick,
out this
Christian
week
McCaffrey.
For him because I play Andy, but it looks like two of those players might not play this week.
Yeah.
But, like I mean, that was a big trade. But anytime, like...
Chuba's the hot new
Yeah,
guy.
Big, but big quarterbacks being traded like that, it's always a monumental trade.
It is. I mean, Dak and Kyler, that's...
I mean, John's team doesn't look anything like it's looked like any week of the season.
Mm-mm.
Andy completely rehauled here. We'll see how it works out for him. I think our final trade of the week is me trading Jimmy Garoppolo to Dan for Greg Zuerlein. That's actually
a birthday
present. That Dan gave me.
Happy birthday.
He said I could have any of his players for a week. And I thought, I have morals. I can't take Alvin Kamara for a week. Give me Greg Z. Give me the leg of Zeus. I'll put him in. Dan
quite a game.
Dan has the lowest score in history in a game in this league. And it was because he only played Greg Zuerlein. He played 2 points.
Yeah.
So I knew I had to get him and put him in my lineup this week.
You knew it was a must.
I told him that since Tom's going up to Foxborough, I'll give you Jimmy so he can sit on the bench behind him again.
In Foxborough.
Yeah, in Foxborough. And then it'll motivate him. Yeah, like it should be. And then they'll just kill him. So whoever's playing the Dallas Deep Throats, who I think is you.
I play Dallas Deep Throats.
You might have Tom drop like 60 on you.
Nah, I ain't worried.
I think that's it for our
recent activity! Divisions. Let's get into it, everybody. Coming in with the OnlyFans East.
This is your division.
My division. Not my division. If we're looking at the standings. Led by Starkville Hunt. He's the only 2-win team in this division.
It's a Hunt brother sandwich.
It is a Hunt sandwich.
We have one Hunt brother on top and one at the bottom.
We got
team Starkville Hunt at first.
Making the bread.
Knoxville Cock and Balls at second. Bye week.
The meat.
At third.
The mayo.
Yourself at fourth.
In the bottom bun.
Cock and Balls and bye week have the same.
Yeah, both 1 and 2 there.
It's a very close race there.
It's still early, you know. Can't count anyone out at this point.
Well, you have a 1% chance.
No one in the playoff. No one is counted out.
Well, ESPN hasn't counted you out because they gave you 1%.
It's not zero, baby. Exactly. It's not zero.
That'd be funny if you lose a game next week and it just says zero.
It'll never be zero.
I mean, it will be zero at the point where you can't, make
the playoffs.
Which could be soon.
If it won't be week 4. I have a chance.
I don't know.
I'm getting a dub this week.
When we know your season's done is when that hits zero. That's your clock.
The season is never done.
It's been counting down. Even when and it's at one.
The season is never done.
That's why you fired your coach. Because the timer is at 1 second right now. The bomb's about to blow up. Did you defuse it? We'll see. All right, next division, the Only Fans West, led by undefeated Chupapi Muñano at 3-0.
Chupapi!
2-1, Super Stinkers at 2. Though, 1-2, newly not defeated anymore. Fort Worth Chubbs at 3. And the
in their first Vic.
Completely Vic defeated 0-3 Corb Fucker. I mean, Davis has been playing well this year.
Yes.
Stinky's been dropping stink bombs of all different shapes
sorts
and sizes this season.
Stinking out a win this
week. We had a week that he dropped 40 and just got annihilated. We had a week where he dropped over 100 points higher than that.
Yeah.
And we have a week where he won by 0.7.
Exactly. Stink is the team to watch this year.
Yeah.
I mean,
he's volatile.
Exactly. Invigorating. That's the that's the kind of thing Stink's got going.
They're an exciting team to watch.
They are.
Stinkville. Like Starkville.
Stinkville.
That's what they're calling it these days after they lost to Memphis.
That game was bullshit. That game is bullshit. I was watching it. That was bullshit.
Next up, we've got the TikTok East. We have the only other remaining undefeated team at the top of this one.
Baby
Bed
Disappointment.
3-0. We got reigning MVP Gauze at 2-1, followed by the Dallas Deep Throats, who are also 2-1, and Marvin's Monsters at 1-2.
Yep. Still seems to be the division to beat.
Baby has the highest
2-1 teams
playoff percentage here. In the league.
In the league, yeah, with 92%.
He's been playing great. He's outscored everybody. He outscores everybody almost every week, or he's like top 1 or 3. He's got
you want to be
team,
Baby, man. You're going to have to be a top dog.
Yeah, so. Baby is the one everyone's chasing right now.
Yeah, he is.
We need him and Davis to go undefeated and play each other
some
week if they're playing each other this year. That's one team you don't
there's
play.
There's a good chance they're playing.
There's a 1 in 16 chance, or 15 chance they're not.
According to my calculations.
That's what we need Bennett for, our league analyst.
Let's see. Moving
our final division is
TikTok West.
3 a.m. the Vinkies. You don't have to talk like that for the rest of the episode.
I'm an analyst.
That's my job title. That's not what I sound like.
Yes, it is. You just don't know it.
3 a.m. the Vinkies at 2-1. Who are sitting at first right now
just
of points.
Just behind.
At 2-1.
Or just in front of Commissioner.
Yeah. Also 2-1.
Who notably has a higher playoff percentage.
1% lower than Baby.
Than Baby.
We got Hud the Stud, who beat Andy, who was at the bottom this week, and knocked him to the bottom. That's what I wanted to happen. I needed Sue to lose and Hudson to beat Andy and me to win so I could grab a share of the lead.
And that's what happened.
That's exactly what happened.
Huh?
And Devontae Smith scored not enough points to win, so everything I needed to happened. So that means this week, everything I don't need to happen is going to
happen. You've already cashed in your week.
Yep.
So
Andy's probably going to put up like 160 on me this week.
Wouldn't doubt it.
But in the meantime, he's at the bottom of my division at 1-2. So that does it for the
That'll do it for our divisions this week.
Let's get into this week's games. And let's talk about our records here. We'll talk about a few records we're keeping right now. My record against Crimpy picking these games is 13-9 to JC's 10-12. But we're recording. We're also recording our game of the week. We pick a game of the week every week. It's what we think is the best matchup right now in our game of the weeks. Sue is 2-0. We've had him as game of the week twice.
As game of the week participant, he is
2-0. Last week we had Baby in game of the week. He's 1-0
in game of the week. Then we got our losers after that.
John is 0-1. Steven is 0-1, and Matt is 0-1.
Yes.
It's like primetime games. It's like Kirk Cousins in primetime.
It is.
Is Matt Kirk Cousins in primetime? I don't know.
Possibly.
Maybe.
Possibly. He didn't reach 100 in primetime.
He didn't. Let's get into this week's game. First game up, we've got Dak Sack, newly named. Team formerly known as FaZe Kyler, formerly known as Chubb Daddy. Formerly known as Kyler's Prop Bet.
Formerly known as Goff's Girls.
Currently known, yeah. Formerly known as Goff's Girls. Goal. Currently known as Dax Sack. Yes. Against me.
Commissioner, I hardly know her. So for this one,
right now, Andy is projected 98 Andy's, points.
After post-trade, is projected 98. Top led by Dak Prescott and Chuba Hubbard.
And Sam Darnold
on the bench.
Andy's heavy on the Panthers players. He's liking their offense this season.
Surprised that John gave up his Panthers like that.
Then we have...
Commissioner led by Josh Allen, King Henry, and Tyreek Hill now.
Newly added, projected at 118.3.
Dangerous team to look out for.
I'm not picking this game because I'm in it.
I'm going to pick... Tyreek plays well in his opener for the commish, and I'm giving Caleb a dub in this one.
You know what, JC?
A lot of favorite matchups on Bob's team. Derrick right. Henry playing the Jets. Tyreek Hill playing after two bad weeks. Favorable.
3 a.m. DaVinci's versus Corb Fucker. 3 a.m. DaVinci's projected 108.6. Corb Fucker projected 105. We have Justin Herbert, Dalvin Cook, and Taylor Heineke.
Leading
the way.
For DK Metcalf.
Newly added. DK Metcalf,
the projection
Trevor
leader.
Lawrence, and Stephon Diggs. A lot of Jaguars players. They got the same color shirts down here.
DK Metcalf and Trevor Lawrence do not play for the same team.
They do not.
But DK Metcalf leading that way after a hot week.
I know he was once on my team.
He hadn't had a hot week since, and you traded me out a hot week. But that happens every time you trade someone.
Exactly.
Stephon Diggs.
I mean, it's projected a close Stephon game. Ryan Diggs. Looking for his first win this one.
It'll be tough to squeak out a win against Sue. He's a top dog in this league right now, and I'm gonna pick him.
I'm gonna agree with you on that one. I'm gonna take Sue as well. Next matchup.
Ryan is projected 105, which is a notable increase from his previous weeks. So we'll see what the new boys can do for Corb.
HUD the Stud, Team Starkville Hunt. HUD the Stud 1-2. Team Starkville Hunt 2-1. HUD's projected 107. Matt's projected 111. Lamar, Teddy, and Zeke for HUD. Lamar hasn't practiced all week. I don't know if he practiced today. But I was watching. They said it doesn't really matter if he practices or not.
Zeke? Yeah, it doesn't matter when you're that good, I guess. Zeke had a good week last week. No way he does it twice in a row. So
we've got...
For Matt's team, we got Russ, a newly added Carson Wentz, which we didn't cover in our recent activity, but who cares? And then Austin
your boy.
Eckler. No, he's not my boy.
Your
he's
baby
on Matthew's
boy
team.
You drafted in the first round.
Yep. I sent him away.
Who do you have?
Given Lamar's absence and everything else about Hudson's team, besides Darren Waller. Nah, Hud's got a good team. It'll be tough to pick this one. I think I'm going to have to go with Matt, though. He's projected higher. He's the favorite, according to ESPN.
This is a tough game for me.
He's got a strong Russ, an early Russ. You know,
this is a tough game for me to pick because I think it's going to be close, and I would like Hudson to lose because he's in my division. But I think I'm going to go with Hudson on this one.
Really?
I think he puts up like 110 points like every week.
Yeah,
if Matt has like a bad week, then Hudson's going to win this game. I mean, not even a bad week, just like a mediocre week. Then Hutt could win this one. So I'm going to go with Hudson on that one.
Can't believe I'm picking Matt again.
Next up, we've got our
Game of the Week.
We've got the number two team in the power rankings, Davis, versus the number three team, I believe, in the power
rankings. Reigning MVP gods.
Rut row.
What do we do there? All right, we're back. Chupapi Mignano leading off with a
113 projection.
Garbage time Jalen Hurts. A garbage time Jalen Hurts.
He just had to get 6 points. That wasn't that hard.
No. I like David Montgomery.
You want to talk about garbage time. Talk about Zach Wilson.
Yeah, I was about to say. A nice David Montgomery with high volume David Montgomery. And Zach Wilson is what they have up here. Garbage time for sure. I'm going to say we all know he's got Mike Williams, who is a breakout receiver of the year candidate right now. He's definitely... So, there's
another one of those
playing on the other team. And
reigning MVP guys projected at 111 has Tannehill, Cooper Kupp, also number one
leading the way
fantasy
from breakout
receiver, and Mac Jones. This one's projected to be a high-scoring close game.
Oh, yeah.
Who do you have in this one?
I think I'm gonna the undefeated will stay undefeated in this one. Mike Will-I-Am Williams, as Sue once said. Well, I think I'll show up again. I mean, he's just on such a hot streak.
I'm gonna go with Mark on this one. Marcus had 1 week where he didn't play well, but his two other weeks he averages 135 points. So, I mean, Davis hasn't. He's slayed all the Giants, but he's the Giant now. Maybe he'll get slain.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Davis on that. Or maybe he just needs to be the only remaining undefeated team, and then he'll lose.
Yeah, that might be the case. Yeah, Davis is favored by 2 points in that matchup. One and a half.
Speaking of undefeated teams, our
Baby's
next matchup
bed disappointment.
3-0.
Versus Marvin's Monsters, the sophomore year LACAV roommates. They're taking on each other head-to-head.
And this projections here don't look very close. Baby's projected 113. Connor's projected 98. Baby's got Matt Stafford, Aaron Jones, Chris Carson.
The 1-2 punch. Some are calling it the deadliest 1-2 RB duo in the league.
I mean, that's a great RB duo they've got there.
Some are calling
this the most mediocre quarterback duo in the league. Kirk Cousins and Joe Burrow for Connor, and then Devontae Adams. Devontae yet to have a
super breakout game.
Yeah, you can't keep trying to get him to have 40-point games. He'll get you. He'll average you 25 points a game, though. I think last year he had 24 as an average for a while.
Receiver one.
He was on my team. It was dope.
He was the best.
But who are we taking in this one?
I'm gonna go with Baby's Bed. Does not disappoint. He's number one right now. Top dog.
I'm going to agree. I think Baby could drop a big old game this week.
I think he could. I mean, there's no reason to say he won't.
Marvin's Monsters will crawl back into their little Marvin's room and hide in the dark.
Cups of the Rose.
Fort Worth Chubbs, another new name team, taking on the Bennett Neesled bye weeks. John's projected to 111. Bennett's projected 109.8.
Big new players.
Battle
for
of the
John.
1-2 teams. Who's going to get their second win this game? That could be pivotal for the rest of the season.
It could
new be. New look, John, again, for a second week in a row. Kyler Murray, all three of his players, I think, possibly for a second week in a row.
No, every single player John has was not present from his draft. On his starting
lineup.
Yeah, but
his projected leaders right now are all new players.
As well.
He did not have last week.
Kyler Murray, Nick Chubb, and Jonathan Taylor.
And those are
duo to look out for,
yeah,
the running backs.
Those also came from two separate trades.
They did. He used his pieces, moved them
so
around,
John,
and acquired
John took that number one draft pick and upgraded it to two first-round draft pick running backs. He took one and made it into two.
Yeah, he did. So
I like it.
Yeah, good for him. And a QB1 on the year.
Bennett,
QB1 still.
As we're recording this on Thursday, sorry we're late a day, Bennett has Joe Mixon, who is playing tonight, Daniel Jones, and Jameis Winston. I think I've got to go with...
It's hard not to pick the Fort Worth Chubbs after we just gassed him up that Chubbs. Whole segment. But it is something to note that it is only 111-109 prediction. 109.8. So about a 1.2 point difference.
You're going the Chubbs?
In this game. The game, I'm going to go Chubbs. He's got his new team. I think it'll click together well for him.
Don't count out bye week. Locks and cocks. This is not a lock.
This could be one of the better games of the week, I think. But I'm going to go with the new look Fort Worth Chubbs. Second to last game of the week. We've got the Dallas Deep Throats 2-1 playing the 0-3 WC Crimpy Tigers with new head coach Don Crimpy. Dan is projected 104. You are projected 85 currently.
I think I need to adjust my lineup.
Okay. Well, adjust it a little bit more than that.
No, I mean 85. There's no way. Ain't no way. Hold on.
Dan's got Tom, Alvin, and new addition for the week, Jimmy Garoppolo. You've got Baker, Josh Jacobs, and Deontay Johnson. Who are the Bucks playing this week?
The Bucks are playing the Patriots. Yeah.
And, yeah, I think Dan's going to have a big old week. Tom's returning to Foxborough for the first time since he left, since he took an L to the Titans.
We fixed it. Jalen Waddle is back in the starting lineup. Crimpy Tigers are now projected 94.
All right. Well, 94-104 doesn't change my answer. You're not picking this game.
It should change everybody else's. I'm going to win this week. You hear me? I'm going to win.
Daniel Lee Martin.
I love you, Dan, but you're not going to win. My defense is going to be too good.
Nope.
Yep.
Both the trade we made this week is going to make Dan win, even though he's not playing Jimmy. It's just going to make him win.
On to next week.
Final game of the week. We've got the Super Stinkers against Knoxville's Cock and Balls.
Cock and Balls.
Super Stinkers projected 103. Cock and Balls 105.
Another tight matchup.
Rodgers, Derek Carr. This is a quarterback matchup here. We got Rodgers, Derek Carr, Mahomes, and Saquon for Stinky. For Jeff, we've got Mahomes, Roethlisberger, and Matt Ryan as his top projected.
Lots of quarterbacks.
As per usual.
It'd be crazy if they traded him.
I think this is going to be a good game. I think this is going to be a good game.
It is going to be a good game. Rodgers, Mahomes.
Dream matchup.
It is a dream matchup. One can only hope they each score 35 points apiece.
Who you got?
I think that
who you got?
Going to go with Super Stinkers on this one. I think that Saquon's on the come up. And so are the Super Stinkers. Aaron Rodgers, 50 points. Super Stinkers win 50 bucks.
I think Jeff gave me all I could handle last week and put up an admirable game. And 121's very high scoring game.
That's a good game. You're getting 120.
So I'm gonna go with Jeff. I think got a good team.
Sucks to win if you don't get sucks. 120.
Yeah.
Sucks to lose.
Suck to win, but sucks to lose. Yeah. But so I'm gonna go with Jeff. That's gonna do it.
Will that do it?
Yeah. Unless you got anything you want to add. Shout out Papa and Papa for the
Shout out Papa and Papa.
The past 2 minutes of football looks great. We got a new one. You guys will get to listen to it. You will have already heard it.
We also got shout out to Mark, our producer.